Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, Cub fans, and thanks for downloading the Sun Ranto Show. I'm Danny Rocket, here with a brief message to ask you to become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/sunranto. patreon.com/sunranto. There's premium content all throughout the year. You get the show early and completely ad-free over there in podcast form. Plus, your support goes to support all the things that we do at the Sun Ranto Show, like the Cubs caroling this winter, like tickets and beer, like all the parties we throw. It goes to support the music and the Bleacher Bum Band. It goes to support the time that we put in to bring you an entertaining Cubs show. We are completely brought to you by Cubs fans, which means we are not beholden like many, many of the other shows to the corporate oligarchs that stand to influence your opinion about the Chicago Cubs. We are a fan-generated and a fan-supported show, and you should support us. Patreon.com/sunranto. It's the off season, and you don't want to miss a thing. Here's the show.
Cubby blue blood flowing through our veins. Sitting in the bleachers in the rain. We've shed a million tears and drank as many old style beers out at the game. Let's go, Cubby Sunranto.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto and the lovable Lucy.
Boutros Ghali.
Sunranto.
Michael.
Sunranto.
Cotton.
Sunranto and the lovable Lucy.
Michael Cotton.
Sunranto.
Boutros Ghali.
Now that is the voice of a man who is celebrating a Cubs World Series victory in 2016. You can tell that you're well rested. It's been 6 years since you've had to yell like that, unfortunately. Hey, welcome to the Sun Ranto Show. I'm Danny Rocket. We're going to do a pregame situation with you. That's Michael Cotton, who you just heard his voice. And we are brought to you here on the Sun Ranto Show by our 103 Patreon supporters. Apparently, some of you had let your credit card lapse. Either that or it's something Michael Cotton said on the show last week that made so many people jump ship. But please support us at patreon.com/sunranto, where you could, if you do, you could be the winner of the Patreon prize of the month. Let me show everybody. We're going to give this away early in the show, right away. It's the beginning of the month, our first show of the month. And look at this handsome shirt, long sleeve hooded shirt. I got one. They gave this away at Wrigley this year. It's worth $69.69.
It is a nice shirt. I have one as well. That was from the Saturday game of the last series at Wrigley.
Saturday getting shirts. And someone is about to get a shirt. I didn't need to finish that. Everybody knew that it didn't matter anymore. So we're going to let's see. Where do I got to find my wheel of names. There it is. Okay. Now, these are all the Patreon supporters, all 103 of you. We're going to give away a shirt. Round and round she goes, where she steps, only the wheel of names knows. And the winner is Swole Halo. I don't know who that is. Swole Halo, a sleeper spell, apparently.
I, No, I think that's Mike Trout's name that he uses when he goes to hotels.
is that what he moderates fantasy football?
No, it's when he doesn't want Tommy Pham to find him. He goes by an alias.
Slap. So, another thing I want to bring up about the Patreon people. Well, congratulations, Swole Halo. You've won a shirt. Yeah, you could. Hopefully that hood fits over that Swole Halo of yours. right after this show, which we're going to try to get done by the time the World Series starts tonight, assuming it's going to start on time. I don't know. I didn't look at the weather in Philadelphia. I only do Chicago weather. But we're going to try something new. We're going to try a game hang. I don't know how long we're going to go, but we're going to be over on the Discord server. And that is one of those perks that you only get when you are a Patreon member. If you're a Patreon member, you can join the Discord server. I've been spending a lot more time over there because, I mean, frankly, like this whole Elon Musk thing, and I already hated Zuckerberg. You know what I mean? Like he's been a douche for a while, but now that Elon Musk, because they had that one guy at Twitter, I forget his name, Jack Dorsey or something, and he kind of looked like, you know, with the long beard, and he looked a little bit like a billionaire guru. But now Elon Musk is in there. It's not going to be good for the people.
No, it's not. And we've been railing for years. I posted over on the Sonoranto Ranchers page earlier. You know, we've been talking for years. Let's get off of Facebook, go to Reddit, because Reddit just doesn't give you all the, you can see, if you just want to look at ranters and not see all the ads or all your cousins' racist bullshit, like go to Reddit. Yeah. You'll only see the dumb shit that ranters say, because that's how Reddit works.
Same on Discord, except like at Discord, we can like use our voices. We can talk on there. We can go on video. We can do other things. So I like this in the chat. Robert Sanchez says, you guys are live at the pharmacy again tonight.
I was going to post that up there. I love it.
Shout out to my wife, awesome Tex.
My wife won't even listen to this.
Hi, Tex.
In her own home, but she won't. And she definitely won't do it at the pharmacy.
Bill Suga says, if your Swole Halo lasts over 4 hours, see your doctor. And Bill Suga also says, boomers don't do Reddit. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing I wanted to point out. I know this is annoying. We all joined Facebook 10, 12 years ago. We all joined Twitter. We all got to know each other there. It's a little long in the tooth at this point, and we got to move on to something new. And I know it sucks, and we've, like, brought you to Clubhouse and yeah, what's the other one we did? Gamecast, or I don't know, all the dumb ones that we've done. Yeah. They used to pay us to do a show, but like, you know, and so, but this one is totally decentralized, which is I like. And when that one sucks, we'll move somewhere else. You know, like it's just like we have to keep moving and staying one step ahead of the man. As far
we're
as
we're trying to give you guys like the best product of this show that we could do, you know, and you just really can't do that anymore on Facebook. You can't, you know, and Twitter Spaces is okay, but you know, you never know when you're gonna get some dude in there that, remember we had that one dude that came in and just started talking some crazy shit.
Well, but at least you can kick him out. That's a problem. Then that's why we're doing Discord. So you got to be a ranter, a super ranter, to come in Discord. Then we just kind of, you know, we gatekeep you at $1 a month. You know what I mean? So right. You know,
if you give us a dollar, you say all the dumb shit you want.
Yeah, exactly. No problem. You're a super ranter. Your opinion is noted.
You're just like those millionaires that go over, send people to Washington. Hey, you pay a dollar and we'll listen to you.
Elon Musk, $8 he charges. So we only charge $1. So
yeah,
let's check mark
your ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm not paying for that. I always thought that the check mark is kind of like dumb, like that people are not better who have it. And like some people have it. I'm like, well, you got like 43 followers. You just have some job. I don't know. It's all over the place. So maybe it is better this way. Maybe Musk is right. Anyway, Musk is so right that I'm going to Discord. So Gold Glove, Ian Happ wins the Gold Glove, the 2022 Rawlings Gold Glove for left field in the National League. And I mean, dude, I was watching him a lot this year. And this is like a total eyeball test stuff. And I know that he had used high in defensive run save, but like you stack him up against anybody. He was up against Christian Yelich, for example, who absolutely sucks. He's got a weak arm.
He was up against two guys that just
Peralta. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Peralta, you might know Peralta, but Peralta went from the Diamondbacks to the Rays, right? So like he didn't even have a fan base that he could get behind him, you know, that of like popularity contest thing. Wasn't going to work for him.
You kind of knew when Hap got nominated that he was going to be the guy. Yelich is just in there because he used to be good, and they want to be. They don't want to like totally embarrass him, but like.
Well, but also it used so they do the Gold Glove differently now than they used to. Just a few years ago, they just had an outfield Gold Glove, and then there were three of them, and the top three outfielders. So it could be all three center fielders. You know, but now because they split it out left field, center field, right field.
Yeah.
Ian Happ, I mean, left field is where kind of the worst player plays.
Yeah.
So Ian Happ is up against the worst players in the league. And I'm not saying they're bad because clearly I never made it past like sixth grade. I can't do what they're doing, but come on.
He's
the best of the worst.
The best of the worst. Yeah. Exactly.
There's probably, you know, 20 other guys from those other two positions that could beat him out any day, but you know.
Well, I got more disappointed. I'm got more disappointing news for you. I'm going to knock you off the mountain even further. The Gold Glove is not even made of gold. The winners receive a glove made from gold lame tanned leather and affixed to a walnut base.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's basically like a drag queen costume.
Yeah. You know, I mean, whenever I think of gold lame, I think of Leslie and the Lies, which you should go check her out on YouTube. Just find her. It's real old stuff, but she's this kind of heavy set, blonde, you know, 50s sort
quite
of look.
Different than bald.
But she wears bald and blonde. But she wears gold lame pants and jumpsuits in her videos and shit all the time, and It's pretty funny.
Reminds me of the Solid Gold Dancers. Remember them?
Yeah.
I loved the opening. I never liked watching Solid Gold, but I liked the dancers in the beginning where they're like, Solid Gold, that they came out in the outfits. But I'm dating myself. Only the boomers understand that. Little Yumper says it's kind of ridiculous. Nico wasn't even nominated. I think he must be saying that just to set you off, Cotton.
No, it's not going to set me off. I mean, Nico was fine. He was good. I don't know.
Solid.
Yeah, he was a solid player. He's on our team. A lot of people are talking about how well he did, but was he really better than the other guys that were nominated?
Yeah. Well, and you talk about like, you know, being the best of the worst. Shortstop's kind of best of the best.
Yeah.
When you're nominated, you know.
He didn't get nominated. If he would have been over at second base, I think he does get nominated. I think he's a phenomenal second baseman. You know, last year did he win or he was nominated last year at second base? He's playing with the big boys now.
Yeah, Dansby Swanson wins it at short.
Yeah.
And then
and he's a guy we could get for next year. He's actually the lowest priced guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love saving Ricketts' money. Woo-hoo! My favorite thing to do.
I'm just saying, because he's the lowest price guy, there is a real possibility they go after.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the rich man's Angelton Simmons for this year. And then here's a couple of things that might be of interest to Cubs fans is the, you know, Arenado run one, Nolan Arenado. He was second in good old fashioned fielding percentage. Key Brian Hayes was number one. Wow. He does have a huge range. So Arenado at third is getting to a shit ton of balls that other third basemen are not getting to. And
winning gold gloves. I think that's like,
it's his to lose
or 12 or some shit like that. Like,
well, here's why I looked all this up.
He's insane.
Here's why I looked all this up and wanted to talk about it just briefly. It's because I was like, are they just giving it to him because he's been winning it? You know, like, and now it's just his to lose. And he actually is, like, really solid. But he does commit a fair amount of errors, which is why I have the name Arenado for him. But
right. He does. But again, you know, that's because he's probably going for things that other guys just wouldn't even think about trying to get.
Can I have add some little bit more bad news for you about the Gold Glove? You know who freaking won one for the new Gold Glove they give out for utility player? Brendan freaking Donovan, who's going to be the third in our side for the next foreseeable future decade. This is for utility book. And I
honestly do not know who Brendan Donovan is.
He's one of those dudes that looks like the other guy.
He plays in our division for our rivals. I know I watch those games. I don't know who the fuck Brendan Donovan is.
You know why you don't know? Because nobody. You thought he was Harrison Bader because they looked exactly the same. No, it's true. That's what you thought. You're like, why are they calling Harrison Bader Brendan Donovan? He's got the long, flowy hair, and now that Bader is on the Yankees, that now Brendan Donovan is the new Bader.
Okay. So, you know what? You're right. I do know who he is now. I never knew his name because you're right. He was just a fucking faceless blonde boy out there.
Exactly. He was just one of those dudes that they made up in the St. Louis lab. So Donovan is the first NL player to win a utility glove award, doing so in his rookie season. So yeah, we got a lot more time with this clown. The 25-year-old served as a St. Louis Swiss Army knife, appearing at every position on the diamond except center field, pitcher, and catcher. He was particularly good at third base whenever he filled in for the 10-time Gold Glover Arenado. And just really laying it on thick. But anyway, just wanted to point that out. He had 8 defensive run saves in only 189 innings at the position of utility player. Whatever that position that is. I went on a rabbit hole.
I really want to know what goes into this defensive run saved too. I'm not discounting it as a stat, but I don't necessarily know what it really means. It's one of those stats that you hear and you're like, well, that sounds impressive, but it doesn't really make a ton of sense in how they're calculating it.
I feel like there's so much that goes into defensive positioning in the outfield, like depending on what the play is. And I don't know if they're accounting for all the different reasons you might, left field at Wrigley Field, winds blowing in 25 miles an hour. Like, where do you play? Like, what is your range factor now?
Okay.
Chasing balls blown by the wind. Like, I don't know how much is figured in and out.
Talking from that point, I threw in here that Rizzo lost the Gold Glove. He did not win. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won. And it was interesting because I wanted to look and see, some of his numbers. Apparently, Rizzo was an elite defender at Wrigley Field. And then he went to the Yankees, immediately dropped off a cliff. Like somehow, I don't know. I watch him and I don't necessarily see a completely different guy out there, but they're saying he went from not a great year in 2021 with the Cubs as like a 10 total runs saved to minus 11 this year with the Yankees. Like,
that's insane.
How in the fuck is that real? Because I watch him and he looks just like the guy that we used to watch doing the splits and catching balls. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he needs glasses. I don't know.
Maybe somebody needs glasses. And I'm not saying Vladimir Guerrero shouldn't have won it. I'm just saying when I looked at those numbers, I was really shocked to see that somehow Rizzo became like a junior varsity player.
Yeah. That's weird.
1 year.
They still hit a lot of dogs. LeMahieu, his teammate won, though, former Cub DJ LeMahieu, and that sent me down a bit of a rabbit hole about this, because LeMahieu won, he's been with the Yankees for quite a few years now, since 2019. The guy won a batting championship with them. He won a batting championship with Colorado. I mean, this one hurts. Like, this has got to be Theo's worst trade of all time.
Especially seeing who we got for him.
Oh, yeah, and I'll get to that, but look at this guy. Gold glove.
He's got four of them.
MVPs. Yeah, he's got four gold glove. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4. MVP votes. Oh,
two.
Man.
Yeah.
All-star.
3 MVP, like, on the ballot, and 2 of them in the top 5 for MVP. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he had 62 plate appearances for the Cubs and no home runs. Never hit a home run for the Cubs. he's not really a home run guy. He's got 107 in his career, but took him 12 years. So,
right.
But he gets on. And then, but here's what we traded him for. Ian freaking Stewart. Look at this guy. Just terrible. Played from his last team was the Cubs. Well, no, it wasn't. It was the Angels.
Danny, I think you messed this graphic up here because I think you cut off the end where all the awards go.
Yeah, no, it didn't matter because there were no awards for Ian Stewart except for the award.
You know what? I see the word awards. I just didn't see any awards. So
no, there's nothing under it. But unless they give out an award for not reporting to AAA when the Cubs send you there, because that's what happened, and then he never played.
Well, Tommy LaStella would have won that award.
Yeah, he would have won that. Well, LaStella was years later when after they created the award. So anyhow, that's set me down that rabbit hole of just wondering about Theo's horrible trades. Stewart for LeMahieu, that'll go down there. And a lot of people apologize for that. They're apologists for it. And they say things like, well, we didn't need him in 2012. We knew we were going to tank. We knew it was going to be fine. I'm like, yeah, but then you would have had him in like 14 and then you pay him some money and then you have him on your team and he's a Cub for life. And like, you know, there are other things that could have gone down. Like, you know, we kept Rizzo because he was cheaper than LeMahieu. So his clock was a little ahead. Big deal.
So if they keep LeMahieu, they possibly don't get Zobrist.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that would be interesting, right? Because they're playing the same position, but maybe they do go get Zobrist and LeMahieu plays utility earlier. God, can you imagine? I mean, then you would have Javi and he might've been blocking Javi or, Addison Javi, Russell was out there, you know, and
they had
Castro was there that year or 15. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, would you rather have LeMahieu or Addison Russell? And I know that wasn't the choice at the time because they got Russell later. But in retrospect, you could say a lot of things. So anyhow, we can get off of this and talk.
But they might not have won the World Series if they keep him because, like I said, that changes a lot of stuff that happened over there at second base.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, speaking of young guys that we'll never see again, some of the Cubs prospects is really bad news out of,
they are just dropping like flies. People, this is why we say on this show all the time, we're not prospect perverts. It's great. I'm glad people are excited about these guys. I'm glad these guys are really good.
I'm excited about them.
Yeah. I mean, but we're not like, let's not do anything for 3 years on the major league level because these guys are coming, because you don't ever know if they're going to make it because of shit like this. Like, three guys died this week.
Well, and they were all guys that were about to come up. Like, these were the ones that were, you know, kind of baked into the cake for the foreseeable future. And let me just play this injury. This happened down in the Dominican. So what I'm looking at is, this is Alexander Canario. He trips over first base. We can watch it again.
I don't want to watch it again. I don't like watching people get injured. It's the worst, especially the ankle thing. But he rolled his ankle.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle. And then when he went flying down, he fell on his shoulder and he hurt both things. So here's what I mean. And this just like, oh, man, it's kind of a freak injury because it wasn't like he was running into a wall or
right.
But I read this and I'll read this in Spanish and then translate it. It's Alexander Canario.
Show off.
I know. De Águilas Cibaenas viajará mañana a Chicago. Verá al médico de los Cubs el lunes para programar cirugía de tobillo y en esta semana y la del hombro la semana que viene, which that means he's going to have surgery on his ankle. And then the week after, he's going to have it on his shoulder.
Well, so
after he sees the Cubs doctor,
I heard about the shoulder thing. And I will tell you, I had a very similar injury. I was playing hacky sack and the hack went over my head and I started running for it and I fell and I dislocated my shoulder when I went down.
Yeah,
it hurts.
No,
and I've never been the same. I got a fucked up shoulder now.
I have two dislocated shoulders. Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is I'm just like Canario. my athletic prowess was cut down. I mean, I could have gone pro as a hacky sacker, but except for my shoulder.
Well, that's is the problem. if Canario's anything like you, we're screwed because we were counting on him. He hits a lot of home runs, and he was pretty much ready to come. Like he probably would have been up. He's not blocked, you know, especially if you're going to trade your gold glove or Hap. I didn't bring that up in that Hap conversation, but he only has 1 year left on the Cubs. He's probably going to get traded unless they can figure something out. The other guy that goes down, and now, like, you might need Hap because Brennan Davis, his back hurts. This is from Sahad of Sharma and the Bleacher Nation website. Said the Cubs don't believe the issue is the same as what occurred in the summer when he also had a bad back. They're still working to understand exactly what the problem is. Davis is expected to be added to the 40-man roster this winter after the surgery delayed, blah, blah, blah. Davis has never played more than 100 games, and that's the problem with this. Now he's sitting on his ass, and he's not going to be out there, so he's not getting his at-bats, and so that just, like, sets him back. And his back hurts. And we said it a million times on this show as well. Once your back hurts, back's going to hurt.
Well, and is it good news that it's not the same one, like, injury? Or is it bad news that now he has two of them, like two injuries instead of the one?
I'm going bad news.
I don't know.
I'm saying this is all bad news.
I feel like they're trying to make you feel better about it. Like, oh, don't worry. It's not the surgery thing. It's something else.
And but then
that's worse.
You know, we've been waiting on this guy, Amaya, the catcher. So now he's been hurt. He had Tommy John, I think, on his arm. Like that was like 3 years ago or something. So then he missed. Then the 2020 season happens. So this guy just hasn't been playing at all, this catching prospect. Well, now he broke his foot. It's a Lisfranc fracture. It's a break of a bone in the middle of your foot. And
who's Lisfranc?
I don't know. How did he? I don't know. It's like Anne Frank's mom. I don't know. Barney Frank's sister. I don't know.
We're getting into that early.
Yeah.
That's not till after the commercial, Danny.
So he had Tommy John, and he was supposed to play in Arizona Fall League. Now he's not doing that. And then also
there's Amaya is injured again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, right. Yeah. But then what was it? Howard. Yeah.
Oh, well, Ed Howard's been injured.
And Howard's still, I meant to say Ed Howard, but just to remind people that Ed Howard's hip fell off.
Yeah, completely fell off. They're looking for it still. It's somewhere in the grass over by first base. So that's really bad news because we're waiting for this core. At least they think they are. I mean, the pitching seems to be working out. Hopefully that keeps on going, like some of the starters that we're getting. But if some of these guys start going down, like then you're looking at Hap, and that kind of changes everything, especially if you're thinking Brennan Davis might be your starting center fielder or something like that, you know?
Right.
So, all right. Well, I would like.
And you're hoping you're hoping to fill all those spots from your farm so that you can actually go out and get, I don't know, a big name shortstop or a big name catcher or something.
So
pitcher.
So I want to shift gears here just a little bit, do a little reminiscing before we go to commercial break. It is the anniversary. Today is actually the anniversary, not yesterday.
Sort of. It's spanned 2 days, so I think it's appropriate to celebrate for both days.
I'm totally fine. We'll do both days. But today is the actual day in the Eastern time zone where the Cubs won the World Series. So I was at the game, and if anybody's listening to this right now or watching, that was involved in giving me the money to get into that game through a GoFundMe that I made on the morning of the game. Thank you. Like, that was fucking awesome. I had the best time. I can't believe I would have been in Cleveland and not gone to that game. In retrospect, I just didn't have the money. And you guys made that happen. So here's a couple of my kind of some fun pictures of that moment. If you might remember, Dexter Fowler led off the game with a home run. And this picture is really dark, but there he is slapping his low five with Gary Jones after that. And I knew we were off to the races. Do you remember the pickoff?
Oh, yeah.
In the game? They picked off Ramirez.
I remember Cleveland was lucky to be in these games at all because of a lot of the dumb shit there. The Chisholm couldn't catch balls in the outfield. They were doing a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah. They were, that was a young team as well, kind of like what they have now. And then check out this picture. Now, I forgot about this. Do you know who that is in that picture? I know it's dark. All my pictures are dark from this this game. I had to turn.
Is it Montero? Bright.
No.
I can't tell.
It's Kyle Schwarber.
Oh.
Did he try to steal a base? I didn't look up the box score. Somebody tell me in the chat, how did he get out at second? And I do remember holding my breath and being like, oh God, he's running for first to second.
I feel like he might have tried to steal, because, you know, they thought, oh, nobody's going to expect him to steal because he's coming back from that knee thing.
Yeah, Corey says it's Kyle, but why is he out here? And I'm trying to remember. I mean, it's been 6 years, so don't remember every play. Here's another picture. A lot of people.
Oh, but I think the Kyle trying to steal was in one of the earlier games in Cleveland, not game 7.
Something I remember that happening. Here's how I knew Chicago was going to win. Do you know who won the mascot races? Mustard. Chicago is going to win. I knew that in that moment. And then I got, check out this picture of me and there were Cubs. Elvis was there. This is before the game. This guy walking around in a sequined cape, said Cubs, totally dressed like Elvis. Mai Tai guy was there. Look at all those bracelets. I mean, count those things up. There's bracelets over bracelets at that point. Here's a picture that I took of me and Nicole. We were both at the game because there was actually money left over for a little bit more than a ticket. So she went too, and we're getting married on November 26th. And like, this is like, I was watching videos of us at this game, and I really got choked up because like there, she's like, woo. And like loving every moment. We're having the greatest time. Like we're having the greatest time. And then, but this is 6 years ago. We're still together and we're getting married. And so it just made me so happy. So then, it's the World Series. We're in the World Series with the woman I'm about to be with. So it was just so freaking awesome. And we're so happy. This is right after you could see over our shoulders, everybody celebrating on the field.
Yeah, they're piling on the infield there.
And I really didn't even know what to do. I'll be honest. Like I didn't even know like how to react to that moment. And there's Javi. This is one of my favorite pictures that I took. Javi like throwing horns in the air. Everybody celebrating on the field. And look, there's the fastest man in the universe scoring in the 10th inning. That's Albert Almora Jr., of course. A-Rod says, look at how fast he ran. The guy tags up one time, and all of a sudden he's like Jesse
Owens.
It was
a great tag up, though. You know, nobody was expecting him to run on that.
So before I play our commercial, I'm going to play one thing, and that's something I'm not very proud of, which is me doing a deal. I went out to smoke during – I quit cigarettes, so don't come for me. I went out to smoke during the rain delay. I go outside, and I made a deal with a man in a headdress. I'm not saying he was an Indian or a Native American. He was a man in a headdress. Don't know his background, but I made a deal I'm not proud of. Check it out and then stick tuned for the commercial. We'll be right back. Talk about idiot Marcus Stroman just a little bit about that. And also some pictures from Ronnie Woo's birthday where we had a good time. My Thai guy was there too. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm here with the Indians fan. We're doing an interview. You and me. So what the fuck happened to him? We're both out here smoking. It's a rain delay.
And it's not raining.
Now, it's not raining. Now, can you agree with this sentiment? What if we call the World Series at time? We both break our streaks.
And we're good. Let's go home and celebrate.
We go home and celebrate.
I'm all for it.
Participation trophies for everybody, right?
I like it. We're good.
All right.
We're good.
All right. We're good here. We're good here at Progressive Field. And we all win. Good night.
All over Chicagoland, there are thirsty, frazzled, overworked Cubs podcasters who are struggling to survive one more baseball season in the dog-eat-dog world of unpaid content creation. But it doesn't have to be this way. you can make a difference. Become a super ranter at patreon.com/sunranto, where your support ensures that poor, sad, pathetic, ugly, loser Cubs podcasters can pay for tickets and beer, and in turn, line the pockets of the baseball oligarch Ricketts family. Just $1 a month can buy a scorecard. $5 a month can pay for guitar strings to write a Cubs song. And $10 a month almost buys one beer at Wrigley Field. Cubs content creators are the lowest pieces of pond scum garbage that slither over the face of this planet. But super ranters help them get drunk and screw off at baseball games. What do you get out of it? The Sun Ranto Show, delivered to your podcatcher, without stupid advertisements like the one you're seeing and hearing right now. Plus, at other Super Ranter levels, you can get Cubs music, access to private Sun Ranto pages, the Ranter calendar, and special thanks and Ranter recognition in our live broadcasts, plus eligibility for monthly prizes. What does Sun Ranto get out of it? Your money. For tickets and beer. Go to patreon.com/sunranto. That's patreon.com/sunranto. And become a super ranter today.
Welcome back to the Sun Ranto Show. I don't know how to even start this conversation, but Marcus Stroman got himself in a little bit of trouble this week, but with a little like dog whistle anti-Semitism, which he didn't really backtrack from. He just kind of made excuses for, and
that's the thing that frustrates me the most, is like the way that he wrote the tweet and all that stuff. It's like, I'm going to write something that everybody knows what it's about, but I'm going to write it in a way that later I can just say, oh, that's not what it is about.
That's like professional gaslighting. I mean, that is the definition of gaslighting in a way. Just like
it's kind of
the OK sign.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. With Doug Glanville, when they put that up there, and then they're like, it's just somebody saying OK.
Yeah. And you're like, no, we know what it means. Like, quit being an asshole. And here's what he did say. He said, be conscious of the world and who is controlling the narrative. And he was talking about the media. And then he said, mainstream media will always control the narrative in society. People will continue to believe everything the media says without integrating any of their own ideas, thoughts into the picture. That's the reason why society is fueled by hate and controversy. Now, I don't totally disagree with him about a lot of that stuff. In fact, I want to kind of go on record and saying that I usually agree with Marcus Stroman in his politics, and he's very outspoken. He's run himself out of his mouth a lot, and he's run himself out of a lot of towns and the good graces of many a fan base, because I think he steps in it quite often. That's fine. I mean, you can make your mistakes, but we're going to act accordingly and be a fan of you or not. But the thing that bothers me about this whole thing is that he's totally tone deaf to the actual moment that we were having with Kanye West going around like with White Lives Matter shirt on going and like saying that the Jews control the media. So that's, and Kyrie Irving sharing the Amazon video.
But that's the thing. I don't think it was just being, that's why it became such a thing. It makes it feel like he was very aware of the moment we were having.
Yeah.
And chose to say,
it's
ridiculous.
And then he shared an article, which I think everybody should read. It's interesting because what it's about is something that you've been saying for years, Michael, which is about the conservative media bias, in that all of the media in the world is controlled by multinational corporations. And I've worked for Clear Channel for years, and they just keeps getting, and they bought up all the radio stations. Then they bought the TV, and then they bought and then it's just going to be one big Viacom. And it's just so many few companies that own all the media, and they all want to control the message. So, Jon Stewart or The Daily Show does a lot of stuff about this kind of thing. So I don't want to get into it too much.
The problem with Jon Stewart, he talks to a senator from California that is talking about that very thing and about the conglomeration of everything, which allows these people to gouge us for prices as soon as they see the word inflation, they're like, oh, let's just raise it, you know, double what we need to. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get the same thing, like even with like Sinclair Media, who took over all the RSNs. And so that they're just like focusing on the sports space. So now they're for sale and they want to be sold to Disney. I don't know how it's all going down. It really doesn't. It affects me greatly, but there's nothing I can do about it. And that's fine. But I have known this shit since I was like, oh, they have ads on the news. Oh, they've got, there's what, how do they pay for newspapers? Like, they're just, this newspaper is free. How do they pay for it? How is it only a quarter? And then you find out that everybody's putting ads in this stuff. The phone book's full of ads. Like, everything that you've been looking at forever that costs money or anything free is somebody else paying for it. You know, so, you know, the news is free, but it's not free. They're feeding you violence and they're feeding you. And he's right about that. He's right about all that stuff. But shut the fuck up, dude. We're talking about something else here. We know what you're talking about. And don't step in it like what. And also, if that's what you really think, then screw you, man. Like, because that's just like straight up
right.
Racism.
And that was the problem. The things that he was being accused of, he never came out and said, no, that is not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He never came right out and said, I am not saying this thing that you are all accusing me of. He just said, oh, you want to like make up your own mind about things, you know, like he's really playing the game. And it's really fucking annoying because I want to like the guy.
Yeah.
He's on my favorite team. I don't want to hate these guys or
he's got cool style.
Like, yeah,
he's short and throws fast. Like the dude's got like a lot going on that you are going to like.
And then I see this stuff and then it makes you go, man, that's really hard to take. So,
yeah, no, it sucks. And, you know, and if he thinks the freaking Jews control the media, just wait until he finds out what white Anglo-Saxon Protestants have.
Oh, you don't say.
They've got everything ever. Like they own all the things ever. You know, yeah. Let me. Ooh, how about the Catholic Church? You know what they fucking have? All the land. You know, mm-hmm. Like. So like, you know, and so you come and, you know, say like, oh, there's, one religion that's controlling this or that. Like, dude, you're picking on the wrong people because, you know, you got a bigger fish to fry, my friend. And I know there's also like quite a bit of history and it's tough because like people that are separated for years, they fight, you know, and like you and there's just not been a very great history here in the United States between ethnic groups and between people that getting along. And that's just how it's been. And so that's the backdrop it falls under too. But like to sit there and touch that third rail, it's like, Marcus, what are you doing? You know? And, you know, anyway, I love all of our, I love all peoples. So I just want to come out and say that, Marcus, you should too. Nobody controls anything except for like five people, five
right.
people.
There are five people.
Yeah. And, yeah. The Queen of England, who's now dead. So now it's all Prince Harry secretly, I believe. Now I can start my own conspiracy theories on the show. Who controls the world? The Mormons. That's who I'm going to blame.
The baseball owners, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, the baseball oligarchs.
Yeah.
Hey, the Ricketts are up there controlling the world. I'm in your room with that guy. So anyway.
Well, now that we got through that shitty fucking I hate the fact that we have to talk about this, but people, we really
we don't have to
talk. No, we do. I think you should.
Other blogs and shows left it the fuck alone. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to.
We want to make sure that, I mean, we're not afraid of that shit. You guys know where we stand. And
I just hope, and I'm not a shut up and dribble guy either. I'm not like, shut up, Marcus, just pitch. I'm not that person. I want you to speak your mind and use your platform for good. You said a lot of stuff. You raise money for the Lost Boys, which, by the way, 10% of all Patreon money goes to as well. So we're on the same team 9 out of 10 times. So for this shit to come up was particularly angering and disappointing to me. So, yeah, I feel like I had to talk about it just to get off my chest, even if I sound stupid talking about it.
And it is part of the Cubs fan experience, right? Maybe not everybody who is a Cubs fan disagrees with them. Maybe they're cheering them on and whatever. That's fine. You're probably not listening to this show.
Yeah.
I would just guess. But if you are listening to this show, there's a good chance that you were surprised and, you know, upset in some way about that.
Well, that's what hurts. You hurt people.
Yeah.
You just hurt people. You made people feel terrible and not safe. And you didn't need to do that. You know, so that just sucked. But, you know, he's got this history, and I didn't really look too much into it about how terrible of a person he was, you know, before, or like why the Mets fans all hate him too. Like, there's usually something there. If every time you go somewhere, you're like, he's usually out of there after a couple of years, and people are just like, oh, sick of this guy. It's all about himself or something, you know, I don't know. And he should be.
Yeah.
Well, you know who I was all about on Monday night. Monday, Halloween, Ronnie Woo Woo's birthday. Here we are with the present I gave him. I gave him a couple, three iron-on patches, one for each of the World Series that the Cubs have won.
It's as if you knew exactly what I was going to put up on my green screen this time.
Well, that seemed appropriate.
That 2016 is basically the same one.
And you can see in the background, there's Mai Tai guy hanging out. He's probably buying his shots. There we are. It was, you know, the Powerball. Nobody won it. Nobody won this one on Monday. Nobody won on Wednesday. Apparently there's another one now. It's worth over $1 billion. People are standing in line for lottery tickets. It's ridiculous. So not only was it his birthday, but it was this girl who's turning 21. So there's 81 and 21. And Ronnie
looks
woo-woo.
Good on both of them.
Oh, my God. So, and then here's the crew that we had out there, kind of a small group. There's me and Janet, and Janet had made us all these little goodie bags because it was Halloween.
I'm so sorry. I just had that little giggle calf, but I was trying not to spit my beer out.
We are all wearing mini ice cream helmets on our head, but it's Halloween, you know, we're having a good time. And, anyway, we had a freaking blast. We toasted Ronnie. I will try to show up at every single birthday party for that man. 'Cause 81, that's no small feat.
And really, it's Halloween. You have something to do. It's not, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of Halloween, I kind of want to finish off with this segment is that I loved the meme that was going around of the costumes.
I don't know
the Spirit Halloween meme where you put your you can put your picture inside of like you're the costume or whatever you make is the costume. You didn't see this? All right, check this out. So I can make, I made like a Ronnie Woo Woo costume.
Oh,
so it's
right.
Like Ronnie Woo Woo, including Cubs uniform, Cubs hat, instructional Woo video, Cubs game ticket not included. So these were going around everywhere, but there were some of my favorite ones. I just like play a couple of them. This is the one that I made. It's a costume for first year season ticket holder who maybe comes to 20 games a year. Included in the package is a rain poncho and Bleacher Jeff seat. So if you don't know the story, look back into it. It was a meltdown day during a very rainy, soaked Cubs game where Bleacher Jeff's seat was cried about by Bleacher Jeff because it was stolen. And also, speaking of Mai Tai guy, this one was made by Crawley. Mai Tai guy includes Cubs hat, Mai Tai jersey, cargo shorts, over 21 bracelets, and a ball stolen from a child. here's the last one I'll play. This is the Tom Ricketts, or the Cubs owner Halloween costume, which is the costume includes fat wallet, thin skin, rich dad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then it's also the Amazon drawing for the Amazon Prize of the Month. Those are people who have shopped through our Amazon.
Prize Day.
Yeah, at sunranto.com/Amazon. It is Prize Day. I love the beginning of the month. Sometimes I think that we should split up these shows. Then I'm like, nah, let's just go full prize beginning of the month, launch strong.
And I will tell everybody, Danny actually does get it. Like, he will text me the day before, and he's like, oh, it's prize day.
Prize
it's like
day
the start
coming.
Of the month. He gets excited about this.
Yeah. So we're going to give away the Amazon prize of the month. And also, hashtag Chance in the chat. I keep forgetting to mention that we're giving away Frank Chance postcards sent to you by me with a message of hope and doom. So where were we going to go? Oh, yeah. Let's give away the Amazon Prize of the Month, shall we?
Sure.
We might as well do it now before we, instead of after we come back. Now, this is the number picker wheel. And the way this works is There were 85 items ordered through the Amazon search bar at sunranto.com/Amazon.
And let me remember to use that thing.
Well, you might wait.
So next month, I don't think I'll be in this one.
The Bleacher Bum Band shot glasses are the prize. And if you've already won Bleacher Bum Band shot glasses, I'll just send you something else. But check out like some of the things that people have bought. A fingernail clipper. Oh, somebody out there with long nails had to clip them down. We've got a, this is on page two. We've got a ugly fishing Christmas bash fish apparel. It says Merry Fishmas. So congratulations on coming in second in the ugly sweater contest. And also I like this one, the Shower Shroom Ultra, the revolutionary shower drain professional. I didn't look into it, but Shower Shroom.
I have that.
Well, maybe this is your order.
Well, no, it's not. We've had it for a long time. They work well. They capture all the nasty stuff before it gets down into your drain. The bad part is then you have to pull that out and clean it.
And then, exactly. Well, at least it doesn't mess up your drain or get clogged. You have to put Drano down there. And then on the last page, a lot of Funko Pop going on. But I liked this one. It's towards the bottom here. It's the Hydro Flask Standard Mouth Bottle with flex cap. The hell's a mouth bottle? Aren't all bottles for your mouth? Like, why do you have to say, like, you know, mouth bottle?
Well, no. I don't know that it's a mouth bottle that they're saying. I think it's saying it's a bottle for a standard mouth. If you're a small mouth or a big mouth, you're fucked. It's for a standard middle-of-the-road mouth.
Well, there's a starfish attached to it somehow, too. So it is a flex cabinet. It's probably got a starfish on it. I'm so curious.
Generally, you don't want to get your mouth near the starfish.
Yeah, no, they are little pointy. So, all right, so we're going to do, anyway, those all come with numbers, all those items that you ordered, and they all come with numbers. And so we're going to do the number picker wheel when I can find it. Where the heck is it? Sorry, old man trying to
do. It's on the screen,
all right, here
man.
We go. I know, but not for me. All right, here we go. Round and round she goes, spin it round. Who's going to win it? That didn't rhyme at all. You got to be in it to win it. Number 54. Now we have to see what that corresponds to. That would probably be on page two here. Oh, no, it's on page three. Number 54 is the Seelox 12-pack dish sponge for kitchen dual-sided scrub. So if you ordered sponges from Amazon, you are the wiener. And contact me, sunranto@gmail.com. Thank you for all who shopped through our Amazon search bar. And you guys rock.
Whenever you're cleaning up all that like spilled beer and vomit and all that stuff, you can think of us.
Yeah. So I don't think we have to play a commercial now, right? Because that was kind of a commercial.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Use what I want. It's my freaking show.
You know what? Hey, I did want to point out today, though. Did you see my new hat?
No, we can't because.
I know. I can't wear it on the fucking show.
Well, you can just turn your green screen off.
On the show today, and I can't wear it.
Turn your green screen off. Real quick. Oh, what do you got in the background? He's like, got like kids tied up and stuff. Like, dude.
I'm good.
He's like, hold on.
I don't know. Then I gotta go to the green screen thing. I'm not good at this.
Yeah. Well, you never have to do this. We can move on because we are right in front of.
There it is.
Oh, it's gray.
No, it's green.
Well,
it's bright green and it's yellow and it's got an apple on the back.
Well,
it's,
nobody can see that because it looks gray apples. To me, unless I've just gone colorblind out of the blue.
Well, obviously, I mean, this looks gray too, but you know that's green.
Yeah, well, it's all coming through gray.
Well, maybe
in the chat, is it gray or
now? Oh,
now it's green. Yeah,
but you can't see my shirt. So yeah,
green Cubs hat.
A green.
Are you Irish?
It's the green apples. Remember?
No. Oh, yeah. God likes green apples. Or as sure as God made green apples,
the Cubs are going to be in the World Series.
That's cool. All right. So we are about to embark on game, what are we at, 5 of the World Series. So far, I mean, it's been a good World Series.
It is. It's tied up 2-2. We had the Phillies come back from down 5. We had the Phillies absolutely get destroyed. Then we had the Phillies absolutely destroy the Astros 7-0, just hitting bombs everywhere. Kyle Schwarber hit that ball into center field. Like, it was crazy. And then they followed that up with only the second no-hitter in World
Series
history.
Well, I mean, no-hitter.
It's
no-hitter.
And we should talk about this. Like, it's fucking...
That's all I really care about, really. I mean,
it's annoying, right?
Yeah, it is annoying. I mean, it is a no-hitter. They didn't get any hits. But, you know, if you can... The guy went, 90? I wrote it down. 97 pitches, Christian Javier. He had 9 strikeouts. So 9 times the Phillies struck out.
9 times.
In 6 innings pitched. So you had 3 more pitchers come out and combine with it. And it's cool. It's cool that they have enough good pitchers to shut you down for 9 innings. But that's way less of a feat than one pitcher doing it. Especially in the World Series against, like, one of the best teams in the league.
Well, and especially when you can say, okay, I'm going to bring out this, like, guy that throws 100 to face these 3 guys because we know that he's good against those guys. Like, mixing and matching is what they do.
Yeah.
It's not one pitcher getting through the lineup, like, you know, possibly 4 times.
Yeah, it's Corey Furlong says, Cubs do combine no-hitter, and they have bobbleheads and build monuments.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. And then Bill Suga says, didn't that tank the Cubs versus Dodgers? Yeah.
It ruined the Cubs forever.
Yeah, forever. I mean, pretty much forever. Well, now you're banking on the prospects, and now they're all dead.
The only reason that we even remember that or even talk about it is because it did lead to the downfall of the Cubs. Arrieta had 2, and then there was Zambrano before that. Like, those are the ones that truly were something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I pointed out, and I know you saw this, Danny, catchers need this as part of their stats, as part of their bio.
Yeah.
Because this game, especially when you're doing it this way, when you're just bringing in all these different pitchers, the catcher that does it should have a no-hitter on his stat line. This should be in there. And then, you know, so I decided I wanted to go out and kind of see, like, all the catchers who've done it, you know, and I think there's like 161 of them, so there's no way I can show it. But I found, I'm going to try and present this, share the screen. But I found this website, because this is how far you have to go to find these sort of stats about catchers. Can you see that?
Are you sure?
There we go.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Encyclopedia of Baseball Catchers at members.tripod.com.
What? Members.tripod.com /BB_catchers/index.
Let me get a pen and write that down.
This, and for the podcast listeners, this website looks like it was built in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's got,
looks like our website.
it looks worse than our website. It actually it has all the catchers. It's actually a fun little website to go in. It's got all the
onlycatchers.com.
But it's only catchers. Yeah, and
only catchers.
But it's so funny that you have to go to this, like, shit website to find it, and it only goes to 2012. Like, it, oh, and then it the just guy stops probably because somebody gave up after doing this website for 30 years.
They might have died. Onlycatchers.com looks kind of, it's not available, unfortunately. But it's one of those sites that links to another site that is probably for sale.
But yeah, so, I just love members.tripod.com. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
So So yeah, tonight, well, actually, first, I want to talk about Kyle Schwarber, just to make people feel bad about themselves. He's doing great. I mean, he's only got the .208 batting average, a .385 OBP in the postseason, and he's hit 4 home runs. But look at the walks. 13 walks to 15 strikeouts. He's just up there with that eye, you know, yeah. And he's getting on, he's taking his walks, he's getting on base, and then he's hitting dongs. So like either they're not pitching to him, and he's got 10 hits out of the deal. Like the .208, I don't totally sneeze that at that. If you're going to come at it things with power and have 4 home runs in 48 at bats and then take the 13 walks, like if you get some singles out of that deal too, like that's just icing on the cake.
Dude, and those home runs are
mammoth.
They're amazing home runs. They're beautiful things to see. He's not barely clearing the wall. He's not landing in, you know, in baskets as much as we do love basket shots. He's crushing things into, you know, like he's killing small children. Like it's, yeah. It's amazing. I have another stat for Schwarber that I found and I wanted to pop up here. Kyle Schwarber has homered in the NL wild card, the AL wild card, the NLDS, the ALDS, the NLCS, the ALCS, and the World Series. So he has literally played in every possible postseason situation.
Yeah, and hit Boston, home run. Boston had a pretty decent run for a moment there too, right in the middle. So this dude's just like out there helping playoff teams. And it's really frustrating that the Cubs just let him go for nothing. I mean, that'll always be one of the worst moves that has ever existed. This is Jed's, because Jed did it, right?
Yeah.
Or no, or did Theo do it?
No, it was Jed. I'm pretty sure it was Jed.
Yeah.
Well, it was between.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was between seasons. But so I guess Theo technically was in charge when they non-tendered him, but
I think so.
Here's the thing with Kyle Schwarber. He's never going to be a Hall of Famer, right? No. With some of these numbers. But he's going to be a legend in Philadelphia, already in Chicago, for what he does in the postseason. And honestly, he will probably be talked about for years and years and years. He's going to be one of those guys that in two generations, kids don't really know about, but like, their parents are like, yeah, there was this one guy who, like, he wasn't the greatest player in the world, but every time he showed up at a playoffs, like, he just destroyed baseballs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then I just miss him. He was a fun guy to watch. Now, one thing that kind of disheartening, and I understand you're getting in the world, you're in the World Series, you're at a World Series game, you're a Phillies fan, and you're at that game last night, and your team's getting no hit. They ain't doing shit. They're getting shut out. And then, but to leave, like I'm bringing up a tweet, Fox Sports MLB tweets this out, MLB on Fox. The people broadcasting the World Series are calling out Phillies fans for leaving. Phillies fans are heading for the exits after their team has been no hit through 8 innings. First of all, you probably paid a pretty penny to be in that ballpark that night. You're at right. A World Series game. Right and even then though it's and there, going you are one of the team. Luckiest people on earth.
Yeah. Even there if it's going against your team, it's one of the most amazing things that's ever happened in a World Series.
Even if your team is getting no hit, no hitters are cool to see and say you were at. So when you tell your friend at work tomorrow that did you see the no hitter in the World Series game, I thought you were going, you have to be like, no, I left and I didn't see the end. Now, maybe you're so diehard that you can't watch another team celebrate at your field. No, that's being a diehard. You look at it and you get mad about it and you let it simmer in you and you hate that team even more. And you come back tomorrow and you kick their ass. Like, that's what I'm hoping is going to happen tonight. Cause I think
and most then 40 years this. Later, you have to try and reconcile your hatred for the Padres your hatred with the Dodgers and figure it out.
That's how life goes. You have to learn from my wisdom. I've been around watching this stuff for a long time. So, but to leave a no-hitter and a World Series game, like, that's a double whammy of you just being a terrible baseball fan.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. But since we're talking about Phillies being angry, I'll drop my first TFC in here real quick.
We should get moving anyway. Game's about to start.
So Bleacher Nation posts a picture of Kyle Schwarber just mean mugging the camera. He's got this scowl on his face. He's so pissed. And Bleacher Nation writes, "All the Astros have done is make Kyle Schwarber angry, and they won't like him when he's angry. He doesn't give a rip about the no-no." But yeah, I'm sure they just caught him in a weird moment, but that is just an angry, angry man right there.
Yeah, he kind of does remind me of the Incredible Hulk. Every time I used to tweet out pictures of the GIFs of the Incredible Hulk when he used to hit home runs and be like, Schwarber smash and stuff. Because he does remind me of Lou Ferrigno. And we just like, he's a stout man. He's stout. Yeah. So tonight, just we'll go through it a little bit. Verlander versus Syndergaard. So that's pretty elite matchup. Syndergaard's kind of fallen off a little bit, but Verlander hasn't done great. He gave up 5 runs. He gave up all 5 of those runs to the Phillies in game 1 when they ended up winning 6-5-10. But Phillies kind of got to him the second time through the order. But Verlander also gave up 6 runs to the Mariners in the first round. And but he did kind of kick the crap out of the Yankees. And he has an overall 3.69 ERA and 202 career playoff innings. So he's been around a lot. 202. It's like a full season of playoffs.
It's more than that now.
Yeah, now. 202 career playoff innings. It's a whole
season. That is pretty amazing.
It's really amazing. He shut out the Phillies in the regular season. October 4th, and he struck out 10. So that kind of makes it even more amazing that they got all those runs off of him. And even though we saw him blow him up against the Mariners, and then did you have something to say about that?
No.
You were breathing like you were saying. They're like, well, you know, yeah, that kind of thing. Well, Syndergaard, he's going to go out there for the Phillies, and he played with the Angels at the beginning of this year, ended up on the Phillies in a trade, I assume, and he's got a 1.69 ERA in the playoffs.
Nice.
And he faced Houston twice in the regular season because he was in the division with them for the first half of the year, and he gave up 3 runs through 9.1 innings. He hasn't pitched since game 4 of the NLCS against the Padres, and only 5.1 innings in the playoffs so far in as a starter and relief. So this is kind of like, you know, I know that Noah Syndergaard had some injury issues and stuff. So
yeah,
he's not going to go that long. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. We're getting updates here. Altuve led off with a triple.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, we're going to go over and to all the Patreon people that are watching right now, we're going to head over to Discord as soon as this is over and hang out over there. We'll, you know, turn on our microphones. I'm going to make a little chili during it.
Oh, looky
you. So, and also Patreon people, I forgot to mention the prize for this month, the month of November that we'll get a giveaway in early December is this replica scoreboard signed by Crawley.
I love that it's a, they let you know that it's a replica.
Yeah, in case
it's not the real one.
It's in this 5-inch by 2-inch box. The actual scoreboard. Well, they have to say that for legal purposes. And also, so hashtag chance in the chat before we get to the end of the show. You can win the chance postcard. So, some announcements. Cubs Miss Carrolls, December 17th. There is an e-vite and also a Facebook invite, and I will drop both those links in the chat. You should come. It's really a lot of fun. I've already started writing songs for it, and I'm just going to run around Wrigleyville. Hopefully the weather will be nice, and December, you never know. And we're going to sing a bunch of Cubs Miss Carrolls, and people are going to enjoy it. Maybe we get on the news. Like, that's pretty much
how this goes. I'm super excited. It's going to be my first one. This is the first one when everything is working out that I'm going to be there, and I'm stoked. I'm excited about it.
And I'm dropping, there's an e-vite, there's a Facebook invite, and join one. I just want to know, join one. But I just want to know how many people are coming. I know some people aren't on Facebook. And please review the podcast on iTunes. I'm going to keep asking that because maybe it puts us higher when like people say Cubs podcast, you know, I want to listen to one. And then maybe it puts us higher in people's feed and they can listen to us and be like, this isn't a Cubs podcast barely at all. They'll say things like that. And then they'll leave that review and it's actually all going to be bad for us because they give us one star. So, next week or somewhere thereabouts will be our last quote unquote show. We'll probably do some kind of Twitter spaces or something like that. Maybe go back on Discord, hang out with y'all. There's really not much news going to be coming up except for Wilson Contreras declining the offer, the qualifying offer. But after I come back December 2nd, then we're going to be hot and heavy into Christmas and the winter meetings will be going on. Cotton, you said you're going to give some little bonus episodes on the Patreon feed for the
podcast. I'll jump on the Patreon and you know, any little thing that is happening, I'll let you know. I'll talk about it a little bit. You know, when Wilson does, you know, reject the qualifying offer, you know, maybe I'll jump in there and you'll hear me crying and blowing my nose in a big hanky
like Dusty Baker. Yeah, Terry E writes in, who cleans Dusty's towels? I mean, yeah, that is like, you got to get hazard pay with that. Like COVID going around. But and here's a guy, he's wearing gloves. So he doesn't get COVID, even though like gloves don't help you. But he's like, no, they do. I'm Dusty Baker. I know. I'm using the gloves. And then he blows his nose in the towel, makes somebody else deal with it because he doesn't care about anybody else getting COVID. It's just him, you know, come on, Dusty. So, he's the next Tony La Russa situation, I think. I'm guessing. So, we'll be gone. We'll have one more show. We'll do a couple things. So just stay tuned. We'll be announcing all that stuff on the Ranters page. So I guess I got some TFCs.
I have one more.
Okay. Well, let me go because I got a couple. Did you know, I saw this, Dr. Mike Sawn, I should say, announced on Twitter that he's excited to have accepted the role of baseball scientist with the Chicago Cubs. It's an honor to join such a great group of coaches, analysts, and players within the organization. Can't wait to fly more W's. And he looks very, you know, scientist-y, if you will.
he looks like he's doing a bad job at hunting.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, dude, you know the deer could see you in that blue. So, Mike Sawn, somebody replied to Dr. Mike Sawn at the Cubs, says, don't let Ricketts find out you're a scientist would be my only advice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I honestly, that was a shocker to me just because I didn't know anybody was called a baseball scientist.
Yeah.
That works for like what it, and I saw what he's going to do, but it makes you think like he's going to be, I don't know, doing experiments on a baseball, like, and see like how much elasticity is in this one and how
he's, you know, going to be modeling stuff and doing physics and things like that. It's, measuring wind and,
but nobody, know. But they've been doing that for years. And I've just never heard anybody called a baseball scientist.
Yeah. Well, now you've, maybe I would have known,
maybe he got to invent his own title.
Exactly. I mean, why not? I mean, we're dialing it back instead of like some fancy title. He just baseball scientist. It's like something from like a 1950s movie, you know. Let's ask the scientist. What does he study? I don't know. He knows science.
All right, exactly. He got hired. Scientist. He got hired on just total bullshit. He's like, no, I'm a scientist. I swear. Look at my degrees. I got all these papers on the wall. Like, I'm a scientist.
I'm a scientist.
You should hire me.
Look at that beaker on my desk.
A beaker with a baseball in it.
Baseball. Look at. I'm obviously a baseball scientist. I need to get one of those. It's like the professor on Gilligan's Island. What exactly was your freaking professor of? He's just smart about something. Everything. Yes. Everything. He's a professor. He knows everything.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So, all right. So here's my second and last TFC. This comes from NBC LA, NBC Los Angeles news station. Just a reminder that the Astros cheated in the 2017 World Series against the Dodgers. Anyway, Houston won tonight in game four against the Phillies.
That's not going to let it go.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Then they shouldn't.
They shouldn't. Yeah. Forever.
Because even Rob after- Manfred let it go. None of the rest of us.
None of us should. Yeah. Otherwise, they would have been punished and we would all been fine with it. That's true. Okay. So there was a. I enjoyed this one. Cespedes Family Barbecue tweets out, report from the field at Citizens Bank. There are a ton of midges down here. Not quite Cleveland 2007 levels, but certainly a noticeable amount of bugs. And Slam Diego Machadre says, not cool to be talking about Altuve like this. It's 2022, man.
I love that. Dude got canceled.
Yeah, so good. So let's do a chance giveaway, shall we?
We shall.
We shall. Where is the? I gotta find that. The giveaway bar. Old men doing things. All right, here we go. There are way more than 9 entries, I know, because I saw a lot of hashtag. But get your hashtag chances in the chat to see if you won. And I will send you a message of hope and doom on a chance postcard. Here we go. Round and round she goes where she stops and nobody knows. And the winner is Cub Doggy 1981. Congratulations. You are the winner. Expect this is not your first rodeo, but not only are you winning the chance postcard, you win a chance. Another chance with the other chance winners to win this Pedro Strop karaoke bobblehead from what year was that from? 2018?
Yeah, I think. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think it was 18.
Lester. This is a relic.
It was right. It was, I think it was 18 because that was the year they did all the weird stuff like on a boat and like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
karaoke shit. Yeah.
Worth $69. Sugis thought he had one there. Yeah, they've kind of stuck on his name for a while before it flipped over to Doggy as the winner. That was really suspenseful. It was pretty suspenseful. So if you are a Patreon subscriber, please join us over at Discord. I just need a moment to like tie up everything I'm doing on this show. Grab a adult beverage, if you will. Michael's already half in the bag, but you know, that's
actually November. That's a Guinness non-alcoholic beer.
What's the
point
of that?
It's great. Like, because
you also have no facial hair. You look weird.
Yeah. The yeah, this just kind of happened. I woke up like this one day. But yeah, it's November. I'm, you know, taking it easy at least until Thanksgiving.
All right. Good for you. It's a surefire way to.
If anybody else is out there trying to do this, look, if you like Guinness, this is like the only non-alcoholic beer that's actually pretty good.
Why waste all the calories? Other kind of stuff. The only reason to drink something that tastes like beer is to get drunk.
I like the taste of beer. Weird. I like the beers that I drink. I like the taste of. I like Guinness. I like, hoppy IPAs and stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, they're all right. So,
I'm seeing a lot of Schwarbers. Apparently, Schwarber smashed.
Schwarber smash? Yeah, Schwarber baby.
Smash. He's angry.
Yeah.
Angry Schwarber.
Angry Schwarber. Angry Schwarber smash. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm about to turn it on, in fact.
Yeah, I'm going to. How about we
one
just.
To one.
Let's end this. Go in, get going on the Discord because I do want to watch this game.
Yeah, let's do that. So here is, I'm going to end it with At Last, which is the song I recorded right after the Cubs won the World Series, the Etta James classic. And the coolest thing about this video, and I encourage you, if you're listening to the podcast, go find this video. At Last, Danny Rocket, I think is what it's on the channel. I had everybody in Cubs fandom send me reactions of them watching the Cubs win the World Series. And it's really kind of chill inducing. It's been tear inducing at times. It was the greatest thing that ever happened in my baseball fandom life. That is for damn sure. And I know that everybody watching this show and listening to it feels the same way. So I'm going to play that song. Stick tuned to it, but let's go watch Schwarber Smash. Spagog or Spagog. Spagog.
At last, the Cubs have won it all. Our losing days are over. Champions are baseball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So damn long overdue. Yeah. They are a team that could repeat too. Best team that I have ever known. Seven. We're flying high.